tomorrow.
Right, here we go. Welcome. Welcome to the Planning Commission meeting of the City of Goleta for today, June 11th, 2016. If you would all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. If we could do a roll call of the commission, please.
Thank you. Commissioner Daniels.
Present.
Commissioner Fuller.
Present.
Commissioner Maynard.
Present.
Vice Chair Jenkins.
Here.
Chair Onan.
Here. All right, so at this point we will have a public forum and give the public the opportunity to speak to any issue in the jurisdiction of the City of Goleta that is not on tonight's agenda. I don't have any speaker slips, and I don't see anyone in the audience who's looking to speak. So we'll move through the public forum, and we'll go to amendments or adjustments to the agenda.
There are no adjustments to the agenda.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Wells. So let's jump right into item A. Madam Clerk, if you would read item A into the record for us.
Item A1 is the Planning Commission minutes for the Planning Commission meeting of May 23rd, 2016.
Okay, so Mr. Jenkins, you were not at that meeting. I think everyone else was. So any comments or adjustments to the minutes for the meeting of May 23rd? If not, anyone would like to make a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Fuller?
Second.
Second. Mr. Daniels, any further discussion on the minutes for the meeting of May 23rd? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Abstain.
And one abstention, four ayes and one abstention. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much, Mr. Jenkins. We're moving on to item, is it B1? Yes, B1. Madam Clerk, would you read item B1 into the record for us?
Item B1 is a public hearing. It's on the time extension request for South Fairview Commercial Center project, the final development plan, and minor conditional use permit, located at 151 South Fairview Avenue, APN 073-080-019, case number 16-079-TEX.
All right, thank you. And who's leading us on this one?
I am. Mr. Pearson is on vacation, and so I'm presenting this to you tonight. As indicated, this item is a request for a one-year time extension. There was a project approved in 2011 for the site that it's a vacant site. It's addressed as 151 South Fairview Avenue. It's vacant now. There used to be, I believe, a gas station and some other things on that site in years past. The site, it's what's labeled in red as the project site. It's on the bend on Fairview as you approach Hollister and kind of across the street from McDonald's. So you know, have an idea where it's located. As indicated, the project was approved originally in 2011. It is I can show you, there's a picture. It's a two-story building. It's about 16,000 square feet. It was approved with retail on the bottom floor, offices on the second floor, and then two apartment units, which would be on the south side of the structure. Let's see. And when it was approved, for a five-year time period, and it would expire on June 13, 2016, unless the applicant had filed for an extension request, which they did do so in May. So that was a timely request. The request, in accordance with our code, is just for 1 year, and that would be an extension for both the development plan and the conditional use permit. And the conditional use permit was for the residential units. There's the photo sim. The extensions can be granted when there's good cause shown, and we believe that the applicant has shown that. The primary reason of why it's taken time to develop this project is that the site has had a couple or has a couple of constraints on it, one being that it has some liquefaction potential, and the other is that there's some archaeological resources on the property. And when the project was approved, it was approved with caisson foundations. And one, so they could avoid the ARC or minimize the impact on the ARC resources while providing the stability that the liquefaction issues present. So the applicant, though, spent time. He wasn't satisfied with that solution and actually spent time researching and trying to find out another way, if there was another way of having a foundation that would, the goal was to avoid the archaeological resources, but meet the address the liquefaction potential, and they came up with a what they call a waffle foundation. Mr. Jenkins shaking his head, so he knows what we're talking about. Worked that out, worked with the building department, worked it to be satisfaction of the building department. That took time, and then they once they got there, then they started working on complying with the conditions of approval, and pretty much just ran out of time. The other factor that's now come into play is that the applicant was approached by somebody to buy the site, and so now there's the issues of having enough time to complete that and then letting the new owner, if that goes through, complete the project. So we believe that, as indicated in the staff report, that there is the good cause. Also, the project is exempt from CEQA. The extension part, the original building had a mitigated neg deck in their working on complying with those mitigation measures. And with that, staff is recommending that the Planning Commission approve the one-year extension and adopt the resolution that's included in your packet. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. So I don't see anyone from the applicant in the audience, and I don't see anyone from the audience that would like to likely speak to this item. So am I correct there? Does anybody else see any? Wanted to speak?
You are correct then.
Okay. So let's go right to the commission and see if the commission has questions of staff or anything that they would like to go through. Commissioner Maynard, did you have anything?
I have no questions at this time.
Commissioner Fuller?
Yeah. Actually, I did. I had questions regarding the bike parking and the shower facilities. I didn't see them. Pretty difficult with the small blueprints, but I was just wondering if you could point them out to me.
I'm not as familiar with the plans as Mr. Pearson is, so I couldn't point them out to you. They will be required to comply with whatever.
I saw it as a condition.
As a condition, yeah.
Right.
They'll be required to comply with those as a condition of approval.
But these have already been, like, approved by the building department, according to the...
But we're still working on... Well, these aren't the...
Building plans?
Right. They're the design plans.
Okay. Well, I just hope
right.
that, you know...
Yeah, we can make... I'll make sure they're included.
I would hope so.
Yeah,
is
it, no.
Is that a condition of approval?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah.
Then
plus,
they
it
will...
follows with our current, but
right.
you know,
we're,
this was approved according to previous standards, and
right.
I just want to note that I think it's underparked, you know, at 40 spaces for about 15,000 square feet of commercial space, but time will tell how that pans out.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Fuller?
That's it. Thank you,
Mr. Daniels. Any questions of staff or any comments?
Not at this time, sir.
Mr. Jenkins.
Mr. Hood, first of all, I'm familiar with the site, and I've had no ex parte contact with the applicant nor staff. question, this is a one-year time extension. At the end of this 1 year, can they apply for another one-year time extension, or is this kind of it?
This under the current code, this is it.
Okay.
I don't, if by the time, if hopefully not, well, at the, under the current code, this is it.
Okay. And so hopefully the applicant and any potential buyer is aware of that as well. And then has this project received its entitlement from Goleta Water District already?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
And Commissioner Jenkins brought it up. Was there anyone that had any ex parte communications or anything that they wanted to disclose?
I have had no ex parte communications on this one.
I have not either.
Mr. Daniels?
I have not either. Thank you.
And neither have I, and you've stated you haven't, just so that we've made sure we've covered that I didn't jump over that. All right, so we've asked our questions of staff. Any further discussion amongst the commission about granting this extension? Then we're ready to entertain a motion. If anyone would care to make a motion.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we adopt Resolution 16, next in line, Attachment 1, entitled A Resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta, California, approving a one-year time extension for final development plan and conditional use permit approved 01 SBDP and 01 SBCUP for South Fairview Commercial Center Project located at 151 South Fairview Avenue, Goleta. Assessor's parcel numbers listed in our binder.
All right, thank you for that motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Fuller. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 That was unanimous, so we don't have to look for abstentions or nays. All right, thank you very much, and we are moving on to item B2, is that correct? Madam Clerk, would you read item B2 into the record for us?
Yes. Item B2 is a public hearing. It's on the general plan conformity determination for Elwood Beach Drive property acquisition, APN 079-553-010, case number 16-085-GC.
Okay, who's doing this one?
You're good over here.
I will take this item.
Ms. Wells, you're doing this?
Yeah. Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. I think you're probably familiar with Government Code 65402. It requires that the Planning Commission determine that all the location, purpose, and extent of any property transaction that the city is undertaking is in conformance with the general plan, and that you have to make that finding in writing to the City Council as a recommendation. So tonight we have an item for you that includes a purchase of one of our 18 parcels in our open space overlay. It's at the south end of Elwood Beach Drive. And we're asking that you make that general plan conformance determination as a determination to a report to the City Council. I also wanted to point out that the item goes to the City Council on July 19th. So we're on a kind of quick turnaround on it, but it's pretty exciting because Claudia Dado from Neighborhood Services, she does our a lot of our real estate transactions here, and she was able to put together the purchase and the sale agreement with fully funded with grants. So that's pretty exciting for the city. So let's talk a little bit about more getting closer in as to where the location is and how it fits into our general plan. The map on the screen that's also in a handout to you is from figure 3.5 in the open space element, and it's our open space plan map, and this is just a piece of that that map. But it shows in the red circle where the parcel is located, and you can see that there's environmentally sensitive habitat that's overlain on the parcel and the other 18 parcels that I'll show you a little closer in a minute. That ESHA is the way you express that acronym, is for butterfly and raptor roosting sensitive habitat. There's also there's a trails map in the open space element that shows a trail connection through that parcel as well that connects into the larger Elwood open space. So zooming a little bit on the end of Elwood Beach Drive and Matilda Drive, you can see the 18 parcels. They're highlighted in blue. The green parcels are the four parcels that we previously purchased in 2010 and 2011, largely with grant funds as well. And you can see where the Elwood Mesa open space boundary is and how these parcels abut Elwood Mesa. So ultimately, the vision and the general plan is that we'll get those parcels and that we'll rezone them and change the land use designation to line up with Elwood Mesa Sperling Preserve, and then have it be a larger contiguous open space that would better protect the biota, and then also allow for more controlled and focused public access, as opposed to right now people can, if they're wandering through Elwood Mesa, you're not necessarily seeing the property lines. So people may wander through that parcel, but we will have better ability to manage the trails through the open space area. So the assessor's parcel map, you can see on the far right side of this figure, is the parcel that we're talking about. It's 0.33 acres. And you can see it, that it was a planned area, planned development. It just happens to be that it's all got environmentally sensitive habitat on it. So as I said, the location, purpose, and extent is a requirement of the findings. So the resolution that's attached to the staff report focuses in on those three items that would then meet the government code. So just walking you through it, the location conforms with the general plan because the parcel is specifically identified in the general plan on the map. It's also in close proximity to Elwood Mesa. And the purpose would allow for expansion of the open space that would be compatible with the sensitive habitats that are on the Mesa and included in the Elwood Mesa open space plan. And then the extent, that the parcel is one of the 18 parcels that I had previously mentioned, and they are in the overlay that are identified in the general plan for acquisition. So it's pretty straightforward. The general plan's very clear about the city attempting to purchase these parcels and add them into and build our acreage for open space protection. So unless you have any questions for me, the recommendation is to adopt the resolution. And the picture on the screen, you can see the eucalyptus groves in the background, and the parcel is right sandwiched in that eucalyptus grove right behind it. So it's pretty densely wooded habitat, difficult to go and just take a picture inside the grove. So this was a nice one, I think, that kind of shows you the context of the area. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So normally we would go to the public to see if there were any comments. We have any speaker slips, Madam Clerk? No? So we'll go back to the commission to see if there are questions of staff or comments. Commissioner Maynard?
Out of curiosity, it looks like on the assessor's map that there are a few parcels between the 18 identified and the preserve. And I was wondering if you could just talk a little bit about what those parcels are and what the connectivity might be between the preserve and the parcel we're looking at acquiring.
Sure. Thank you. It's a good question. So the Elwood Mesa open space proper has the boundary on it that you can see on the screen. And then the other parcels just are not technically within the open space at this time. So when we get closer to purchases to the purchase of the complete 18 parcels in the open space, then we'll redo all of those land use designations and zone districts, and then also look at the open space plan and updating that. So that those parcels aren't technically in the open space plan, but they are portions of it are included, are in purchased by the city.
Yeah. And I guess the other question is, I think there's some parcels that are between the hashed green area and the parcels you've identified. Is that right?
Oh, the ones in blue?
No, they're not identified on this one. If you go to the assessor's map, yeah, on this one, there at the end there, I think it's 31 and 32, 30, 31, and 32, on the far right side of this slide.
And one's down at the bottom.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it looks like there's something in between there.
Okay, I think you're looking at roads.
Oh, that's all
roads. Yeah, those were part of the old road overlays. So, yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Fuller?
Yeah, I hate to drag this on, but so these were parcels at one time. If you look up at the top of the map and to the right, there's like one, two, three, four parcels up there. And then there is a road And then below that is another 1, 2, 3 parcels that now show that they're, like, were they dedicated to the city or the county at one time? Because they don't show up as individual parcels now. They show up essentially as part of the road system. So I was just, I think that's what Commissioner Maynard was looking for clarification on. And I was had the same sort of question myself.
Yeah, there's city that would, where there were county easements, now there's city easements. And then the plan is once we get all the 18 parcels, we'll take all of that and relook at the whole,
These parcels to the upper right and to the right side, those have all been dedicated to the city or the county prior. Is that correct?
Right, because it was a planned development.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So originally when they subdivided this, those were part dedicated. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Commissioner Daniels, questions or comments?
No, sir.
Commissioner Jenkins?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I walked out there today and it was very dense, as you mentioned. I'm just curious, is this all these 18 parcels and we've purchased 4 so far, I'm just curious of the process of it. Is it one owner, being that it was a planned unit development, is it one owner that we're purchasing these from, or is it multiple owners?
There's multiple owners. In some cases, it's the same owner, but they subdivided and then sold off lots.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that these owners are willing participants in this process. That, I mean, we're not doing a taking. It's they know, I'm assuming they know these parcels are not really developable because of the environmental situations.
That's correct. Yeah. We were careful in the general plan just to put it in as an overlay. So we just do property negotiation as we would with any property. But if they chose, they could go in with a proposed development and come in for permits, just like anybody else.
Yeah, I'm just curious, especially that large parcel towards the north. You know, it's I didn't look at that one closely, but it's, you know, close proximity to developed area. And I'm just curious if there is a plan, you know, in mind, if someone did come forward and want to develop it, obviously they would be dealing with a lot of mitigation issues. But I think you've answered my question in that they're all pretty much willing participants.
Yes.
That's good. Okay. Thank you very much.
And I have no questions, but I did have the pleasure of being involved on the city council in 2009 and 2010 when we acquired our first property in this. And it's interesting because not only dealing with the owners, but in some cases the heirs of the owners, and which really makes it difficult dealing with it. So it's a wonderful plan to be able to acquire those properties. Obviously, you have to balance the value of them to the resources available, but it's neat to see it come back and to acquire another one. Obviously, we hope we can move that along and acquire the additionals in a more timely basis, considering we started in 2009, I think. I think the negotiation started in 2008, but it was a long process. So any other questions or comment from the commission, then we're ready to entertain a motion. If anyone would care to make a motion on this item.
I'll make a motion. I move that we adopt a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta, California, reporting that the acquisition of assessor's parcel number 09553010 is in conformance with the Goleta General Plan, Coastal Land Use Plan, pursuant to section 65402 of the Government Code.
All right.
Second.
Second, Mr. Daniels. Any other discussion on this item? Then I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That once again looks unanimous, so we will not call for nays or abstentions. And that moves us right into the director's report, or our acting director, as it is this evening.
I'm not the acting director, but Jennifer Carmen's on vacation.
So can we say I'm substitute director?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm filling in for her. She gave me some talking points. So as you see, the draft Heritage Ridge EIR is released for public comment and also at the dais for you. You also had some replacement pages for your general plan, so we appreciate that you brought your general plans in. And we will be sending out email notice to the public so they're aware that we have hard copies. But our website's updated, so people can download, or when they download it, we'll be downloading the more current version of the general plan. And those updates, pages and maps, were from previous general plan amendments that went through the city council. So they're already approved. We were just getting around to getting the replacement pages out. Upcoming meetings, July 25th will likely be canceled, and we'll be sending you an email with the schedule. So, oh, did we already cancel it?
Well, we have it on our calendar, so I think as canceled.
Okay, it's canceled.
Yes, so we will get an email notification on that. Yes.
We will be sending you an email with about upcoming meetings.
Yes.
So if there's any specific scheduling conflict that you might have, please let us know.
Okay, anything else?
And I think that's it.
All right, so let's go to commissioner comments. Commissioner Maynard, you're first up.
Just a question about the timeline for the zoning ordinance and if you can give us any insight on that.
Sure. I think at the last meeting we talked about the ordinance, the City Council Ordinance Subcommittee, and their instruction to us staff is, you know, don't rush, take your time, which is nice to hear that we have permission to take our time. And we're being very thorough. I didn't realize how much I would appreciate that instruction from the Ordinance Subcommittee until I really started getting into, well, not just me, but the team of planners and consultants, where we really are starting to break it down and work with the information and make sure we're tracking the comments and including responses specifically to yours. So anyway, so I don't have a specific schedule for you, but just that we are taking our time and working through it page by page.
Anything else, Commissioner Maynard?
No, just thank you.
Commissioner Fuller?
No, thank you.
Commissioner Daniels?
Negative.
And Commissioner Jenkins?
I don't have anything.
I have nothing as well. So can I have a motion to adjourn? I always skip that part, so I didn't want to skip that part tonight.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, second?
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Looks like it's unanimous. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.